Hello. So I was contemplating whether I should record this. If it sounds different than I usually sound, it's because I'm in my house has high ceilings and I usually record in my room or in my car. And today I decided to pour all of my energy into cleaning my house, so that's why I'm downstairs right now. I couldn't decide if I wanted to do this or not. But I've gotten a lot of messages from you guys, and I super appreciate it. Like, I really do. Like, I literally have gotten probably more than 120 messages today. And every single one of them has been super nice, except one, which was from the person that, who fucking talks shit to me. They decided to send me a message saying that they said they're not gonna take responsibility for how I feel. Yesterday was like a really rough day. My mom called me in the morning and said that. Sorry if you guys can hear the music in the back. I have music playing. Because I was cleaning. But you guys shouldn't be able to hear the music because it's upstairs. My mom called me yesterday in the morning, to tell me that my grandma wasn't feeling well. And she's my last surviving grandparent. And I don't remember my grandpa's. I don't have any memory whatsoever of my grandparents, like male grandparents. 'Cause both my grandpas died when I was really young. I think my paternal grandfather died when I was like 4, and my maternal grandfather w died when I was like 3. And then my grandma on my dad's side, died when I was 8. And I don't know. I'm very close to my grandma. I admire her a lot, and but she's old. She's in her 80s, and she's very stubborn. And she's very I don't know. She's very sensitive. Like a while back, she was complaining that she didn't feel well, but we would ask her what's wrong with you, and she didn't say anything. Like, what? How do you feel? Do your legs hurt? She's like, no. Your head? No. Is it your stomach? Or is it your what? What? How? I don't feel good. And we're like, how? What do you feel? Are you nauseous? We ended up taking her to the hospital, and they did a bunch of tests. Like, everything was perfect. She was perfectly fine. Like, she was perfectly healthy. So yesterday when my mom called to tell me that my grandma wasn't feeling well, I kind of felt like it was kind of like, okay, grandma's sick again, my mom called and told me that my grandma wasn't feeling well. And she was like, I think we're going to take her to the clinic. And I was like, okay. And then they ended up taking her to a clinic, and then the clinic told them that they needed to take her to the ER. Because I guess her blood pressure was too high. And they took her to the ER, and they brought her in, and then they told my mom that she was gonna have to stay overnight. And so I ended up going to the hospital, and She like didn't look good, and it was the first time that I saw my grandma like that. And oh my god, No Diggity's playing in the background. This is fucking bullshit. And I don't even know if this shit was recording. So yeah, I ended up going to the hospital, and she didn't look good. She couldn't walk. And my grandma used to live with us when I was younger. And my grandma was like, one of the people that I most admire in my life. When my grandma was 15, she was, it was like already kind of planned or, you know, arranged that she was going to marry this guy that she was dating. I think he was like 16. And, she says that one day she was walking home, from church, I think, and the guy that she was with, had a brother, an older brother, and, he was like 23 at the time. When she was walking home, he basically like kidnapped her. Like he took her against her will. And then they went to, he made her come with him to this like city, to like this little village, like from, you know, like a couple of miles from where they lived. And when she got there, like he had like a wedding dress ready for her and stuff. And he, married her. And, she Mexican culture has like a lot of machismo in it, so it's very like women are expected to do things for men and to be housewives and that's what our purpose is, and have kids. And so, yeah, he took her against her will, and he married her, and then they went on to have a bunch of kids, and that's my grandpa. He fucking kidnapped my grandma. And then, my grandpa was not an easy person to be with. He used to, like, beat the shit out of my grandma, and he had to have his legs amputated, and he got very sick, and she took care of him until he died. After my dad left, my grandma went to LA, and she stayed with us to help my mom with my brother, because my brother was only a month old. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yesterday was just hard. I'm sorry if you guys can hear that. I have leather couches. Yesterday was just like super rough, and I just wasn't feeling good. And then like last night, I was really anxious yesterday, like not just because of my grandma, but like before even that happened, like I was going over my finances, and like, I was so stressed out. And, then I was like drinking, and so I got on Reddit and I posted and I said like, who's up? Is anybody doing anything? Like, I'm drunk and I'm bored. And then like three people send me messages talking about the whole Patreon thing. Like, one person sent me a message saying, like, that they didn't think it was a good idea because I would be the quality of my audios for the people that, like, listen to it on GWA would, like, go down because I'd be putting all of the quality and all of the effort into Patreon. And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, and so I read that message and I was just like, okay. And then, like, it was another message from somebody else and they were, like, saying that something that they appreciate about GWA was that it's amateur and it's free. And I'm just like, dude, I'm not asking you to buy me a fucking house. Like, I specifically said when I started bringing up the Patreon thing, and then another person sent me a message and they were like, well, you always said that you didn't need to do commissioned audios and that you didn't want to do that because it's going to be an obligation. So I think that you shouldn't do Patreon. You should keep doing it the way that you are for free because it's going to become an obligation for you. And it's like, dude, I'm unemployed. I don't have anything to do. Do you understand? Like, all I do seriously is to, like, fill out applications at my house and clean. And it's how the fuck is it going to become an obligation for me? Like, when it's what I would be putting my effort into right now that I'm going through something rough, you know? And it just, like, it made me so mad because masturbation is something that's very intimate. It's something that you do with yourself. And before I started doing GWA, I never shared anything about myself sexually with anyone besides the people that I fuck or I was dating, honestly. And then I started doing audios. Like, I understand that we as performers, like, put ourselves out there, like, and you guys enjoy it, and that we appreciate that, we like that you guys enjoy, and that's why we do it. And everybody acts like I was trying to take advantage of everyone. It just pissed me off. And so, like, last night I got online and I was just like, I got home and I was like tipsy and I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm just gonna see what everybody's up to. And I go on I go on my account and, like, I had these messages, people just giving me shit about the whole Patreon thing. And I was just like, oh, all right, then, okay. And then, like, I was sitting there and I was like, I don't wanna do this anymore. Like, I stressed so much, like, that this would be something that I was doing just to, like, get myself back on my feet. And it just, like, it made me so mad because I was like, wow, like, this is a community that I felt supported by. Oh my God, fucking Bad Bunny's playing. Anyway, I had to literally just go turn the volume down. Yeah, so I read those messages and then I was like, I don't want to do this. Because, like, I've said it multiple times, like, when I got into this community, it was because I had just gotten out of, like, the most serious relationship I'd ever been in. Like, this is a person that we were going to get married and we talked about having kids, and it went from, like, them being my whole world and seeing them every single day to, like, not knowing the person that I was with and trying desperately to, like, make him happy, and he was so focused on his own stuff, and, like, it was like everything was, like, annoying. Like, and what was even more annoying was the fact that, like, when we broke up, everyone was like, when I decided to break things off, everyone was like, oh my God, no, like, they're so happy. You guys are so happy. And it's like, no, I'm not happy. Besides the point. But that's how I stumbled into this community. Because I was in a relationship where I didn't feel like I made anybody happy. And I genuinely like making audios. Like, I like that it makes you guys feel good. I really do. Like, anytime somebody sends me a message and is like, oh, I like it, or oh, that's so cool, like, it makes me happy. Honestly, it makes me really happy. And so yesterday when I got those messages, people were acting like I was trying to like quit everything else that I'm doing in my life to take advantage of you guys or not be sincere or to like profit off of what I'm doing. Like, it's like, dude, do you know how many audios I have? Like, you can go back in my fucking page. Look at all the audios that I've like recorded, and I've never asked for anything. And it wasn't even that I was asking for anything. I could have easily just set up the Patreon and been like, yo, I'm going to do Patreon now. And here you go. I didn't even do that. What I did was I asked everybody, like, what do you guys think of this? I stressed the fact that I would only be doing it while I get back on my feet. I was so explicit about that. I tried to be as clear as possible about that. That it was only going to be like while I figure something out. And I don't know. Everybody, like, all these messages that I got, just like, I was like, dude, like, seriously, like, I'm sharing something so intimate with people, and then they're really going to turn around and act like it's just an audio, you know, or like, it's not something personal that, like, as performers, we're sharing with people. I don't know. And so it just, like, made me upset, and I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it doesn't make sense that, like, something that makes me so happy. Like, something that makes me so happy doing, like, it makes me happy to make audios. It's not fair that people turn that around and just support me when it's convenient for them. I don't know. And so, like, I had everything going on with my grandma, like, yesterday when we were at the hospital, the doctor asked us, like, who was going to speak for my grandma. And my mom's siblings were there, and not all of them, but, like, two of them. And they were like, oh, you, my mom. They were like, you're going to win the, like, if we have to, like, do anything, like, treatment, or, like, if she gets worse, you know, like, they need to pull the plug, like, who was willing to be the one that's going to make the decision, and they were like, oh, she will, and my mom's like, no, we're going to do it together, and they're like, no, you, and it's just, like, I was just upset, like, it frustrates me so much, because my mom has so many siblings, and they're all, like, they all put everything on my mom, about my grandma, and it's frustrating because I see how much it hurts my mom. And so I was just like dealing with that, and then like also just dealing with like the whole job thing is like I literally lay in bed at night, like I can't sleep. You guys have no idea. I haven't been sleeping for like the last couple of days. I stayed up a full 24 hours yesterday. I didn't go to sleep until like 11 in the morning because I couldn't. Like, I just can't. I'm, like, so anxious about my job. And I shouldn't, right? Like, it shouldn't. And maybe it's stupid of me because I pour everything that I have and everything that I can give into people and into my job and into things that I'm passionate about. And, yeah, I don't know. And that's how it is with my audios, too. So, I don't know. I just felt like shit, you know? And so, yesterday, I was like, I'm not going to do this, like, and so today I just like woke up and I didn't feel good, and so I just like poured everything that I have into cleaning. I had to go to CVS and I literally like threw on bike shorts and I was wearing a sports bra and bike shorts and like a Nike like zip up like a track jacket or whatever, and Vans. And I was like, I shouldn't wear these shorts because I haven't shaved my legs. But I was like, it's just CVS. And so I go into CVS and I get my stuff because I had to go get some, like, cleaning supplies. And as I'm walking up to the registers, I see the cashier. So I, like, goes down to my feet, my legs. And I was like, oh, my God, don't look at my legs. I haven't shaved my legs. And he's like, he goes, I was like, what's up? Like, when I was in a pain, he's like, I really like your tattoo. I'm like, which one? He's like, the one on your shin. I was like, oh, thanks. And he's like, can I see it? And I was like, bro, I haven't shaved my fucking legs. Just ring me up. So it's completely unrelated, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. My best friend sent me a message earlier because I told her that I was going to, like, quit the audio thing. And she knows that I, like, do it. She's never, like, listened to my stuff, but she knows I do it. And so she sent me a message. It says really long. It says, M, when I met you, you were the most broken I'd ever seen anyone be. I don't mean that in an insulting way. It was like, what did the world do to this girl for her to be in this place at only 20 years old? Since I've known you, you graduated from college and you beat your depression. You said, I'm going to get into UCLA and you did. You said, I'm going to buy a house and you did. You said, I'm going to get over Mark and you did. Mark's my ex. You sacrificed every single thing in the world to be there for your family. You inspire me to be a better person because my problems always seem so stupid compared to the things life has handed to you. You're the godmother to my daughters, not because you're my best friend and my soulmate, but because you are the kindest, hardest working person I know. You have the biggest heart, and despite everything you've been through, you always find something to be happy about. You are so selfless and compassionate, and I am in awe of not only what you've been through, but the person that you are. Sometimes people are going to be shitty. It's an unfortunate part of life. But you can't let miserable people make you miserable or diminish something you're passionate about or something that makes you happy. They don't get to take that from you. Those people don't know you and they don't deserve you. When you started doing your stupid little online thing, you were so excited to share those things with the people who followed you. Every time your subscriber count went up, you were so happy and proud. There are a lot of people who enjoy you. There are a lot of people, me included, who love and admire you. When I got pregnant, you came over and sat with me and you told me if her baby daddy wasn't around, you would be. You made my life better. You have held me up in my hardest and in my shining moments. Fuck anybody who doesn't give a fuck about your happiness. I'm, like, so used to, like, being the strength in my family. Like, when I was younger, like, after my dad left and stuff, I was the one who went through everything with my mom. And for a really long time, I refused to be the stupid little broken girl whose dad left. So I would try to be strong. And when I was in high school, I had a really bad situation. And it was bad. My home, like, life was awful. My mom, like, I would constantly call the cops on my mom. And I, like, wasn't living at home for a little bit when I was a senior in high school. I was, like, working full time, trying to, like, provide for me and my brother.
And for a really long time, I acted like it didn't bother me. Like I was strong. Like, it didn't hurt me that my dad wasn't around and my mom wasn't supportive. And then when I, like, turned 20, it was like I had been carrying with so much and I didn't let anything out. And then it just suffocated me. Like, everything just exploded. And that was when I had to face, like, the shit that I was carrying, like, the demons that I had. And so, I try to act like I'm so used to being the strong one in my family. Like, when my brother got sick, like, my mom just noped out. Like, she just, like, dropped out. Like, she just wasn't, she felt guilty because he got sick. And because, like, for the majority of his life, I was the one that took care of him. And so I think my mom, like, she had to face that, and she was, like, super heartbroken, and she was just kind of, like, withdrawn. And the day that my brother had to have a catheter put in, so he could do dialysis. And they had told us that it would be 2 weeks before, after putting the catheter in, it would be 2 weeks before he started dialysis. And so we're like, fine. So he had the catheter put in, he had to have surgery, and there's a complication during the surgery, and they had to cut my brother's chest open. And as soon as he got out of surgery, and he woke up, my mom was with him, and he was like, no, I want M. And so I stayed with him in the hospital. The day that they put the catheter in, they had told us that we're going to put the catheter in, you guys are going to go home, we're going to do it 2-3 weeks, and then he's going to start dialysis. And we were already, like, devastated because the doctor told us that dialysis was going to be the last option. When my brother got sick, I talked to the doctor and asked him, okay, so we didn't know that he was sick. And we said, I asked him, okay, so what percentage of his kidney function does he have? And he said, oh, your brother has like 15, no, he said like 18 or 19% kidney function. But he said, we're going to regulate, we're going to put him on medication and it's going to be okay. We're not going to talk about dialysis. Dialysis is going to be the last option. And we're like, okay, my brother was in high school at the time. And like 3 months later, the doctor calls and he says, you know what? We have to talk. We're going to do, he needs to get a catheter put in to do dialysis. And so we went to the office. And I asked the doctor, I was like, 3 months ago, you told me that he had like 18 or 19% of his kidney function. How much does he have now? Why do we have to put a catheter in? And he goes, your brother has less than 10% of his kidney function. If we don't put the catheter in, he doesn't start dialysis, he's going to die. And we need to start the process of trying to find him a kidney. And I was like, wow, like, is this really happening? The day my mom, like, noped out, and I was the one that was staying with him in the hospital, and the day they put the catheter in, they told us that it was going to be another like 2-3 weeks before he would actually start dialysis. And that night, the nurse came in with the dialysis machine into the room. And I got up. I was sleeping like on a cot next to the bed. And I got up and I told him, no, that's a mistake. He doesn't start dialysis for another 2 or 3 weeks. And the nurse was like, no, he's so like his kidney function has deteriorated so bad, like, we have to start now. And I was like, no, the doctor said 2 weeks. He's like, no, well, the doctor told me to come in now. So he ended up calling the doctor, and the doctor came in, and he told me he has to start now. And I was like, what the fuck? And as the nurse was, like, hooking up my brother to the dialysis machine, I was standing in front of my brother, and he was, like, looking off, like, into just nothing. Like, he was looking at the wall. And then he turned and looked at me, and our eyes met. And I saw, like, everything just flush from my brother's face. Like, his eyes were dead. Like, and it was at that moment, after I saw that look on his face, that I knew my brother was, like, ready to die. Like, I could tell that my brother, like, the look on his eye, like, his eyes were just, like, dead, like, lifeless, like, he was done, like, he had given up, like, and so I told him I was gonna go get something to eat from, like, the vending machines, and I went down to, like, the parking garage, and I cried, and I never cried in front of him, because I didn't want him to see me cry, because I was the one that was, like, strong, I was the one that was taking care of him, and I was the one supporting my parents, and I've taken on so much in my life, like, and that's my choice. And I don't know, everything with, like, my grandma and losing my job and feeling alone. I don't know. All of that just, like, last night, just, like, oh, everything exploded and crashed on me, and I didn't feel strong, so I don't know. And the person that, like, was, like, being mean to me, I need to blow my nose. Okay, I stopped the recording because I had to blow my nose. The person who was being mean to me on Reddit sent me a message, and they said that they weren't going to be held responsible for me, like, quitting GWA, and that was my decision, and that anytime that I get any like pushback or someone that doesn't agree with me, like, I shut down and I turn and run. And it's like, do you understand the shit that I'm going through? Do you think that, like, GWA is the only fucking thing that's going on in my life? No, I have a lot of shit that that's going on in my life right now. Like, it's not about fucking GWA. Like, just the fact that, like, I'm trying to do all this shit and try to get my life together, and you are just shitting on me on the fucking internet. Like, it just, it's not cool, dude. Like, seriously. And they're like, oh, well, that's what happens with all these girls on Twitch. They, like, are thoughts, and they start talking to guys, and the only reason people care about you on GWA is because they want to fuck you. They don't actually care about you. And I'm like, dude, do you have any idea, like, the amount of shit that I'm under? Like, not only do I pay my own bills, I help my parents out. My dad, like, lost everything a few years back, like, lost everything in the economy. He lost everything that he had. He had to start over. Like, I support my family, and it's always, I literally had to, like, stop this audio and then, like, go back and record over, because I said my fucking name twice. Okay. I guess I always lived up to the role, like, that's the way that my family sees me, is, wow, Em went through everything. Like, she, you know, she went through her dad leaving and going to being, you know, fighting over custody of her and her life falling apart. And she still graduated from college, and she still did all these things with her life. And she's so strong, and nothing broke her. I guess maybe, like, that's the way that people see me. That's how people in my life see me. And sometimes I just can't. Like, I just can't be. Sometimes I feel like all of that, like, I have, I put everything in a tiny little box and I seal it. And I'm like, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to, like, let it, I'm not going to get upset about things. Like, I'm just going to be strong, and I'm going to be happy, and But sometimes it doesn't work. And so, like, last night when I got those messages, like, with everything going on with my grandma, like, with, like, not finding a job, like, not knowing what I'm going to do, like, it just really just broke me. Like, I just, like, it was awful. Last night, I was just, like, I, like, cried myself to sleep last night. So it's not even about, like, GWA. It, like, goes so much further than that. And yeah, that person sending me that message saying, like, oh, yeah, girls on Twitch do that. Like, they're like, ah, ha, ha, like, I'm, what did he say? Let me tell you guys what it says. How do you think all the drama that happens on Twitch goes down? It happens because girls put up Patreons for guys to pay them to maybe see non-nude pics of them, and the guys actually think they have a chance. You want to make guys pay for your Patreon, then you do you, but don't expect anyone to like or support it. I really thought you had more backbone, but apparently at the slightest bit of opposition, you turn and run. And it's like, dude, I'm not fucking trying to live off of Patreon. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to live off of GWA. I'm trying to fucking find a job. Like, I'm trying to do this. I wasn't even trying to do it. I asked you guys for your fucking opinion. Like, the only reason that I asked was because I thought, like, if I'm going to be unemployed for a month, I thought I could do that for a month because I'm going to have a month of time on my hands. So I could easily, like, do more recordings while I have the time. I never said that I was going to stop posting on GWA. Like, only the people on Patreon were going to have access to my shit. Like, that's not even something that I said. For somebody to call, like, send me a message and tell me, like, oh yeah, the quality of your shit is going to go down because all of your quality, the good quality shit, is going to go to Patreon. Like, first of all, you don't even fucking know me. You don't know anything about me. If anything that you guys know about me is because I fucking, like, I talk about things. And that's what you know about me. You don't know anything about me. I do these recordings because I'm passionate about it. It makes me happy, genuinely happy to do these things for you guys. So for you guys, like, without even knowing me and without any like type of consideration towards like the fact that I'm just trying to like, I'm grasping at straws, trying to figure out what I can do for the time being. You're like really going to just say like that. I don't know. It's just fucking retarded. This is stupid. And I just, I don't know. I don't want to quit GWA because it genuinely makes me really happy. But I don't like feeling like this. It just sucks because this was like my happy thing, you know? This was one thing that like picked me up when I got out of my last relationship and something that like made me happy. I don't know. A lot of you guys have sent me messages and I really appreciate it. I haven't really been responding, but I really appreciate it. There's also been like other creators on GWA who have like written to me and told me like that they think it's shitty that I want to like quit or whatever. And I wasn't trying to take advantage of people. I just don't understand why you would kick someone when they're already down. I don't get it. I don't know. This like audio is super long, but like I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's like reached out to me. It really means a lot. Like, it does. It really, really means a lot. And my grandma's still in the hospital. They're doing a bunch of tests, and they said her blood pressure is really high. And I'm, like, literally running on 2 hours of sleep because I couldn't. I've, like, literally been so, like, anxious and stuff that I'm not really, I can't, like, I just, I was already stressed with my job before, and I would forget to eat at work, and So now I'm like not sleeping and just staying up all night. Fucking, I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. And this is the reason why I didn't want to record this, because I knew it's going to turn into a fucking shit fest and I was going to start crying. Nothing that I've ever done on GWA or nothing that I've ever, like before when I used to say like I didn't want to do commissioned audios and I didn't want to do like Patreon, I used to say I didn't want to do it because it was going to become an obligation for me. And when something's an obligation, it's not fun. Before, when I had a job, I didn't want to do anything like that because I didn't need to. And I had so much fucking, like, I was working so much. I was working like 55 to 60 hours a week. And I didn't have time. And I thought, like, if I start Patreon, like, what? I'm going to start Patreon or doing commissioned audios and I'm going to get home from work and I'm just going to be like, fuck this. I don't want to do this. The only reason I thought like the Patreon thing would be a good idea is because right now, like I'm literally not doing anything. And I just thought it would be cool to have something to like pour my, like, I just thought it would be cool for me to pour, have something to pour my time into. And, you know, if you guys wanted to help me while I'm not doing well, then you guys could. And it just became something completely different for everyone. Like, everyone just like fucking, not everyone, like, but a lot of, actually, like, all of the responses that I got when I asked you guys for your opinion were literally you guys, like, just saying, like, no, it was a bad idea. I don't know. But, yeah, those were my thoughts about everything. And if you guys can hear that, I'm playing with a pillow. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Today has just been like so overwhelming and I just don't feel good. And I genuinely like love this community, but some of you guys just really shit on people and it's not cool. So anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go.